Imagine you're John Sosa Campos, a renowned architect who has designated the task to renovate and remodel the Convento di Grazia into a fine hotel. You and your team stumble upon a Moorish city, cobbled streets, and more than a dozen foundation of homes from Arab Portugal from more than 700 years ago. The Muslim rule over Portugal is a part of Portuguese history that is often not spoken of. Muslims from North Africa sailed across the seas in the 8th century and took control of Portugal and Spain, the Iberian Peninsula, to expand the Umayyad dynasty. This region was known as Al-Andalus and prospered under the Umayyads. The Islamic influence on Portugal is hard to overlook. The Muslims reinvigorated agriculture and irrigation, and farmlands thrived. Unfortunately, the craving for power and control forced many splits among the Muslim leadership of the Iberian Peninsula. The strength of the Muslim rule began to dwindle, coinciding with the growth and spread of the Christian Crusaders, who were slowly but surely taking over territories under their control. The Catholic kings of Spain supported the Crusaders, and by the mid-13th century, the Muslim rule in Portugal ended with the capture of the southern provinces. Most of the Muslims fled, save a few who were permitted to stay in segregated Muslim neighborhoods across various cities. The religious tolerance heightened at the end of the 15th century when Portuguese King Manuel I enacted harsh and drastic measures on the Muslims and Jews. Convert to Christianity, leave the kingdom, or face the death penalty. That being said, the Christian monarchs were ruthless in their conquests and portrayed their real intent in these endeavors, that is, to establish Portugal and Spain as the sole Christian nations. Muslim communities in Portugal were well integrated into the society and were not viewed as a threat by the monarch. It was more a question of national identity and the construction of the Muslims as the other population in Europe. Some historians believe that the Moorish Muslim rulers in Portugal are no more foreign than the Christian kings who ruled Portugal from Northern Europe. They say it is an absolute injustice of history to deny the existence and influence of the Muslims on Portuguese history. As they say, Muslims are not foreigners. They are a part of our history and identity. In recent years, there has been a renewal in Portugal's Arab legacy. Portuguese scholars and public authorities have made a general move to reassess the influence of Arab rule. In Portuguese history textbooks, the Moors are portrayed as the enemy, the other. This was a direct result of the national dictatorial leadership that ruled over Portugal until 1974. However, since the late 90s, there has been an effort to change this perception and show the Islamic heritage as something positive. Portugal's best-known example of Islamic architecture is in the small southeastern town of Mortola, where the slender columns and the outline of a mirabeau in the parish church recall the elegant white building was once a mosque. Although the physical remains are few, the intangible influence of those centuries of Moorish rule is evident. The Arabs had marked their identity in the region with Moorish architecture, cuisine, agriculture, and even language. Oxala, pronounced Oshala, a commonly used term, is a direct descendant of a term we Muslims commonly use, Insha'Allah, means God willing. An expert in the field, Adalberto Alves, once opined, "If by magic we were able to wipe out our Arab legacy from Portugal today, our ethnic, cultural, physical, and human landscape would be completely different. We would be blondes instead of dark heads. We'd stop speaking the Arabized Latin we call Portuguese. We'd lose thousands of words from our dictionary. And what would we call our villages and towns?" He says, the influence of the Muslims on Portugal ranges from poetry and language to music, carpet weaving and pastries, to minaret-shaped chimneys. The Spanish and the Portuguese were great explorers and voyagers. But would they have been able to, in fact, conquer lands without Arab influence? The Christian monarchs funded and sponsored the voyages. but it is widely believed and acknowledged that the Portuguese Empire depended on the navigational sciences developed by the Arabs. Vasco da Gama, one of the most celebrated Portuguese explorers, is believed to have relied on a Muslim pilot to reach India. But Europe is yet to recognize the cultural and intellectual legacy inherited from Islam and the Muslims, as Muslims have been written out of European history. Now, in present-day Portugal, Muslims are just around 40,000 out of a population of 11 million, mainly Roman Catholics. Many are Portuguese citizens of Indian origin from the Portuguese colonies of Mozambique and Guinea-Bissau, who moved to Lisbon after the colonies gained independence from Portuguese rule. These are newer migrants seeking economic opportunities from Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Morocco. The Sunni presence is more dominant than the Shia in Lisbon. The central mosque of Lisbon is the main mosque of the Portuguese Muslim community. The Muslim community in Portugal is gradually expanding. With the COVID pandemic easing and Portugal expecting more tourists, the food industry has diversified into accommodating more halal food options. Around 5 years ago, it was uncommon, expensive, and difficult to find halal food. Now Muslims are offered certified halal products in stores and restaurants nationwide. Importers have started importing halal meat to cater to the growing population of Arabs and Muslims that visit Portugal as tourists or to cater to those who call it home. Many migrants seeking asylum in European nations in the modern world are pleasantly surprised by the Arabized versions of the Portuguese vocabulary, which is a source of comfort and proves that Muslim and Islamic influence on the country is much more than the eye perceives. In the 21st century, Portugal passed a law offering citizenship to Jews expelled during the Crusades. Muslim and the Islamic scholars opine that the same law is applied to Muslims, but has not been enforced yet. There are many Muslims in Northern Africa who believe they have roots in Al-Andalus, Portugal being a part of it. They have stories passed on from generation to generation of their ancestors and roots, but to their disadvantage, they do not possess any documentary evidence to prove their Portuguese ancestry. The Muslim Iberian families quickly assimilated with the Muslims of the nations they fled to, and they believe that much documentary proof would be lost with wars and takeovers. Experts, though, believe that the move to grant citizenship to the Jewish progeny of those expelled and not to Muslim is a clear sign of Islamophobia and double standards by the Portuguese government. Community leaders also say they've been marginalized since the 9/11 attacks in the U.S. A cardinal in Lisbon warned Portuguese girls to think twice before marrying a Muslim and falling into a heap of trouble. A point to note, though, is that most of the Portugal Muslims are well-integrated, middle-class, native Portuguese speakers, which means they aren't migrants, and thereby Portugal has avoided the usual tension present and other nations that see a large influx of migrant workers from Islamic countries. Although it is clear that Muslims and Arabs have significantly impacted the Portuguese way of life, it is a situation under which the Muslims were expelled that there aren't many Portuguese Muslims today. They moved on to nations where they are better able to practice their religion and live a discrimination-free life. After all, who would want first-world benefits if you cannot be recognized as a first-class citizen? Your guess is as good as mine.